Welcome to Willard Church of the Nazarene. We're glad you're here. We can't wait to share the service with you.
If you would all turn your Bibles to James chapter 4, 1 through 10. And as you're doing that, the sermon's title this morning is Release and Receive. And we had done something similar to this when we were in Galleon, where we had this object lesson of where we released something that we needed to give to God. And that's kind of what our message will be this morning. So if you would stand as we read God's word this morning. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says, without reason, that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Let me take a seat. So releasing sometimes is not the easiest thing to do, right? If it's something that's really consumed our lives, we don't seem to see a way out of it at times. It's easier to hold on and continue to be in that, right? It's a lot easier to just stay where you're at than trying to get out of where you're at. So let's look back at the passage in verse 4, which says, do you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? We do not want to become enemies with God, right? We don't want to become an enemy to God. And that's what these verses are talking about. He doesn't want us to become a friend of the world, right? Because it pulls us away from him. Again, we do not want to become enemies of God. So what are some things that we kind of struggle with to release? I believe unforgiveness is probably one of the top ones that some of us hold on to is unforgiveness. Which is not fair to us, right? Because it separates us from God's love for us. Because he forgave us, right? It's only right for us to forgive others as well. I also think pride, and this might be more of a manly thing. Pride is hard to lay down at times too, because you want to be that man. I'm a man. I don't show any weakness. I don't show any of that stuff. And I think sometimes our pride gets in the way of what God wants for us as well. Jealousy. You know, sometimes I think about it and, you know, sometimes I get kind of jealous of people and what they have. Nice cars like Dodge Challengers and Camaros and all these cool cars, even some of them that are out in our parking lot as well. But there's some kind of jealousy with that, right? And that sometimes isn't so good. But jealousy doesn't mean that we just desire what someone else has. We may be jealous that somebody has more than what we have. Or this person is a better Christian than me. There must be something wrong with me because I'm not at the same level as they are. And one of the things that I know I have struggled with throughout the years is my anger at times. Most of you probably wouldn't believe that, right? That I would be somebody that would get angry. As a child, I got angry all the time. I pretty much had an assigned seat in detention in elementary school because I pretty much fought somebody every single day, and mostly it was because they just looked at me, just walking by me, they look at me, and I would just beat them up. I don't know what it was, but I had issues with my anger. And as I grew older, I developed coping mechanisms, was able to keep from doing those things. And that might be why I have such like a calm and cool, collected type of feel to me. And I'm very introverted, which is weird that I'm a pastor and I'm an introvert. Go figure, right? But I believe that there's a lot of us that have struggled with our anger. And I think sometimes we forget what might cause our anger. Anger usually is a secondary emotion to something, either from hurt, either from just someone not being too nice to you, right? And anger can destroy things at times too. And you know, we could keep going on with the list of things that we need to release today. What's so awesome is that God gives us grace. But not only do we need to receive God's grace, but it also takes us letting go what's hindering us from a relationship with Him. Because yes, God will give us that grace, but we have to be willing to accept His forgiveness in our lives, receive that grace, right? Does that mean we have to be perfect and we have to continue to always do everything right? No, that's what grace is for. But if we do not surrender what we're struggling with to God, grace is nothing. Like in Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to His disciples, "Whoever wants to be My disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow Me." You know, I've talked about sanctification before, and I think this is kind of a good description of what it is, that we daily deny ourselves so God can work through us. Doesn't mean God expects us to be perfect, but He wants us to be in the mindset of being like Christ. And when we mess up, that's when the grace comes in to help us out, when we fall short. So what's so awesome about once we release things, we receive such a great gift from God when we finally release those things from us. So let's look back at verses 7 through 10, which says, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." You know, when we think about the pride, being humble sometimes is hard for us to do as well. Because it's kind of fun to say, "Hey, look what I got. You know, I'm pretty cool. Look at what the stuff I got." But God doesn't care about what we have, right? He cares about what we have with Him. We receive His love and His protection from the devil when we release these things that are holding us back. Also, the Holy Spirit has room to work in our hearts to change us and sanctify us. Without the Holy Spirit within us, we cannot live this life for Christ like we can without His Holy Spirit in us, working through us to show other people God's love. So like it says in Hebrews 12:1-2, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith." For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. You know, I think sometimes when we aren't willing to release things, what was the point of Jesus dying on the cross if we're not willing to release those things to him? The forgiveness is already there. All we have to do is just give it to him, right? God gave us his son. Think about that sacrifice. Granted, I know we're in the Christmas season, but without Christmas, we wouldn't have death and resurrection as well. But I always think about that. Would I be willing to give up my own son? I don't know if I could. But God was willing to give up this perfect man to be slaughtered for our sins. A thing that we did not deserve, right? We all are sinners. We fall short of the glory of God every single day. There's one of us that struggles. You know, I kind of feel this morning that there might be somebody in this room that has something that they need to release to God, whether that's unforgiveness, whether that's anger, whether that's someone in your family is far away from you. Whatever that might be, control even, if it's control that you need to release as well. God's there for you. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we may die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. Thank God for that, right? Release it to him and receive his changing love. You know, I've been thinking about this season that our family has been going through with the loss of family members, and I've talked about this before. Sometimes that's a hard thing to release too, knowing that those people aren't here with us. But you know what's amazing is that we have saved some memories of my grandpa reading the Christmas story. And yesterday, we watched that video. And it just all, it reminds me of the man of God that my grandpa was, and that he wanted all of us to know what Christmas was really about. It's not about the gifts. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about any of those things. It's about Jesus coming to save us, right? And that's something we can take joy in, even in our sorrow, right? Sometimes I think we have to release our sorrow as well. Give it to God. I know that I've had to do that lately. And I know quite a bit of people in our congregation that have had to do that a lot lately too. We have our community of Haitian believers with us that we know that they are struggling with seeing their families destroyed and pulled apart. We also see it in Nigeria where things have went crazy over there as well. But what's so amazing is we can still find joy in the Lord during those times. And I think sometimes that's the hope we have to hold on to, is that joy that God can only give us, that peace that God can only give us. So I encourage you this morning, if there's something that's holding you back or keeping you from the love of Christ, release that today. And as we go into communion this morning, if there is anything that you need to surrender, that you need to release to God this morning, I would encourage you to do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the sacrifice of your Son for us, Lord. And may we remember that this morning. Lord, may we be willing to surrender everything we have just like you surrendered your life for us. Lord, may we not separate ourselves from you. May we not make ourselves become enemies of you. but may we rest in your love and your grace. Lord, I ask that you would be with each and every heart in this room this morning, that you would show them your love and your grace. Lord, help us to show love and grace to others as well. Lord, again, we are so thankful for your blood that cleansed us. May we be thankful for that this morning. Lord, be with us as we go from this place. Protect us as the enemy's arrows continue to fly at us wherever we may go. Lord, may we stand firm in you and not waver from that, Lord. Again, be with us, guide us, and lead us. Keep us in your presence, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.